The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Darryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 1-1 overall and host Virginia Tech at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take some questions.
Well, I thought our guys came out and played hard last week against Indiana State, and I think to continue the trend of those guys playing hard and our execution is getting a little better each and every week. There's still some things that we can do much better that we continually work on, but looking forward to this week to be able to play Virginia Tech at 3:30 at home.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you've begun your preparations for this week's game, what have you seen so far on film as far as being some key matchups that you're looking forward to seeing play out on Saturday?
Well, I think the big thing is to be able to handle their pressure. They're going to play that bare front where they put eight or nine guys around the football and see if you can handle the heat. And our offensive line and our backs have to do a good job of picking up all the movements and blitzes that they're going to present to us. And then you have to be able to beat man-to-man coverage on the outside. So that's going to be our number one challenge for our offense.
And our first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, did you see some better decision-making from Appleby on Saturday?
Teddy, he did a much better job of throwing the ball away when there wasn't something available to him, and I just thought he threw a lot more confident than he had obviously the first week where he had those turnovers, but his posture in the pocket was much better as well, Teddy.
Good deal, thanks.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Daniel Othman with US Tuesday.
Hey, Darryl, I was just wondering, is there a point that you found in the season in your career that you feel you sort of know what your team is or know what its identity is?
I don't know if there's one specific point, but I think that you can kind of watch their maturation over the course of the year and then probably decide, you know, it might be game 4, it might be game 6, where you see maybe an identity of your football team emerging. I can't say there's a specific time, but it shows itself when it shows itself.
Is there something that do you find yourself as a coach? Obviously, fans, media, they tend to, grade or have their own opinions. Do you find yourself as a coach ever having to make sure that your team is not listening to the grades or the assessments that outsiders put on them?
It's funny you mentioned that because I told them that on Sunday night after we ran a little bit. I told them, I said, there's a lot of people saying good things about you right now. Don't listen to them. And I think that's very important both ways. When you lose, when you win, you can't listen to the outsiders. You got to make sure you stay as businesslike as you possibly can and don't lose the focus on what gave you that success.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, when you're playing kind of an unfamiliar opponent like this, does it help at all to have some tape available to you of them playing one of your conference opponents within the last few weeks?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they played Ohio State in their opener, and you get a chance to see how they play against a high-level opponent, and that's always a good analysis. But, you know, you study all the film from last year and see, you find ideas and you find matchups and all those things that you look for to see if you can get a competitive advantage. But there's nothing like film study.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.